Hey, thanks for checking out this excerpt from the pilot episode, Speak and Be Heard with Katie Gore. We join mid-conversation as I ask Katie, a speech-language pathologist, about diversity and inclusion of the way we speak at work. So what would be a difference, I guess, for, you know, just encountering it everyday life? So let me think about my work experience, where I'm a smaller person. I'm under 5 feet tall. I think that also means my lungs are probably smaller than other people. And something I encountered a lot when I was speaking in meetings or doing small presentations, we're not talking hundreds of people, maybe 10 or 30 people at the most. People would often be telling me, speak up, Rosie, we can't hear you. And they would also, and I think in terms of speech patterns, they would also say, Rosie, you speak too quickly, make sure you slow down. But to me, that was just my natural way of speaking. And so is that an example maybe of neurodiversity where it's, I would have to change inherently who I am or how I naturally talk to suit someone else, that I can understand why it would be beneficial to my listener, but if I didn't have to change it, I wouldn't, because that's just kind of how I am.
Yeah. So I don't know if you realize, but like that question you just asked is like the crux of the conversations that we have all the time. Cause so both of those patterns that you described, the, you know, speaking too fast, and or speaking too quietly, those are very common things that someone might come to us to work on because they've received that feedback. And that question you just posed of like, well, is this my problem or is this a listener's problem? And like, you know, maybe they should just pay more attention or like go get their hearing checked or something, you know?
Yes. I tell my mom that all the time. Yeah,
right, exactly. You know, there are modifications that they could make perhaps to be more easily heard by you. And one of the things that is interesting with speech and voice is it's not like race, right? Mm-hmm. Like you can change the way you talk. And you can change it to varying degrees, but just because you can, should you? And there are, and ultimately sort of how someone parses that out is a very personal question. And I think particularly for professionals who, you know, maybe are very passionate about issues like, you know, diversity and equity and things like that. It's a really loaded question because we do want to be accepted the way we are and we want other people to be accepted the way they are.
Yeah.
But in a workplace setting, you know, there's the whole sort of bring your whole self to work. But sometimes I'm like, well, that's not totally true because I don't show up to work in my pajamas. I mean, I do now because it's a pandemic. But
right, yeah.
You know, but I'm wearing a sort of clean shirt. So, so you know, we do modify things about ourselves when we step into the professional environment, right? And we choose to elevate certain features of ourselves because we want to be seen a certain way.
Yes.
But then there's also things that are very core to our being that we also want to be welcome in the workplace and to be accepted in the workplace. And the way you talk can fall into either one of those camps. It could be something that you choose to modify so that you are seen a certain way, or it could be something that feels really core to who you are, or it could be kind of in the middle. And so often what we do in our work is we like to take the approach of building people's flexibility in the way they communicate. Because it can be very limiting if you only have one way to talk. And you might feel like that is the core of who you are. But then you might, you know, just because I would like us to live in a better world, but like we live in the world as it is now. And so that might not give you access to certain opportunities. And so having the flexibility to choose to step into that space, I mean, it's essentially code switching, right? Giving yourself the ability to code switch doesn't mean you should, doesn't mean you have to. And if you do choose to, you know, should be very conscious of what you're doing and all the layers there. But it's good to have the ability to do that, just to have that option available to you. And so, you know, sometimes we'll work with clients where they'll say, I want the ability to do this. And I mean, you know, we work with, you know, we have clients who come in who say, you know, I'm Black and I want to sound less Black so I can go to work. And that's, you know, I'm a white person. I'm like, okay. Feel like there's a lot going on here to talk about. So you're saying that's what you want to learn and I can teach you that skill, but there's a lot of context that, you know, might be good to explore as you're going about wanting to learn this extra dialect, essentially.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed that and got a good sense of what Changing Lenses is all about. You can listen to the rest of the discussion about sounding less Black in the full episode coming soon. Plus, we talk about things like, when is it okay to change our accents or the gender of our voice? For this excerpt, thank you to Antarctic Breeze for their theme music, Morning Sun. I look forward to welcoming you again soon. Until then, take care.